Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Speaker, a couple of lessons I learned in the Army were you move to the sound of gunfire, and the most important step in the troop leading procedures is to supervise the execution of your orders. When Americans were fighting for their lives in Benghazi, Barack Obama did neither. He sent no quick reaction force, and he didn't even stay in the Situation Room to supervise the execution of his orders. We expect more from lieutenants in the Army than our president gave us that night. For 2 years, he's covered up this failure of leadership by stonewalling. Not anymore. We will now get to the truth. But what do our colleagues on the other side of the aisle say to this? They express great outrage at politicizing this matter. When I was leading troops in Iraq in 2006, men and women who were being shot at and blown up by Al-Qaeda, where was the outrage as they fundraised endlessly up the Iraq war? Where was the outrage as they viciously attacked our commanders? Where was the outrage when they said that soldiers were war criminals? Where was the outrage when they said the war was lost? Where was the outrage when they said that only high school dropouts joined the Army? Forgive me if I don't join my Democratic colleagues in sharing in their fake outrage. 4 Americans lost their lives that night in Benghazi. They deserve justice. The American people deserve the truth. One other lesson I learned in the Army is we leave no man behind, and we will not leave these 4 men behind.
Thank you, Jimmy. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act in Benghazi. And make no mistake, justice will be done. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. We're investigating exactly what happened, but my biggest priority now is bringing those folks to justice. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. No one has been arrested. No one has been prosecuted. No one has been brought to justice. We don't even have access to the witnesses. You and the media were good enough for my 16 years as a prosecutor not to tell me how to do my job. And so far in Congress, y'all have been good enough not to tell me how to do my job. I'm not telling you how to do your job. But I'm going to ask you some questions. And if you can't answer these questions, then I'll leave you to draw whatever conclusion you want to draw about whether or not the media has provided sufficient oversight. Can you tell me why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi the night that he was killed? Do you know? Does it bother you whether or not you know why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi? Do you know why we were the last flag flying in Benghazi after the British had left and the Red Cross had been bombed? Do you know why requests for additional security were denied? Do you know why an ambassador asking for more security days and weeks before he was murdered and those requests went unheeded? Do you know the answer to why those requests went unheeded? Do you know why no assets were deployed during the siege? And I've heard the explanation, which defies logic, frankly, that we couldn't have gotten there in time. But you know, they didn't know when it was going to end. So how can you possibly cite that as an excuse? Do you know whether the president called any of our allies and said, can you help? We have men under attack. Can you answer that? Do any of you know why Susan Rice was picked? The Secretary of State did not go. She says she doesn't like Sunday talk shows. That's the only media venue she does not like, if that's true. Why was Susan Rice on the 5 Sunday talk shows? Do you know the origin of this mythology that it was spawned as a spontaneous reaction to a video? Do you know where that started? Do you know how we got from no evidence of that to that being the official position of the administration? In conclusion, Congress is supposed to provide oversight. The voters are supposed to provide oversight. And you are supposed to provide oversight. That's why you have special liberties, and that's why you have special protections. I am not surprised that the President of the United States called this a phony scandal. I'm not surprised that Secretary Clinton asked, what difference does it make? I'm not even surprised that Jay Carney said Benghazi happened a long time ago. I'm just surprised at how many people bought it.
generally the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we have 979 days, 14 hours, 52 minutes, and 23 seconds of this Obama nightmare. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. Want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-79er. 7-8, or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth, well, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, today is absolutely no exception. Lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. But we are standing up, and we are fighting back. We've got to join the war. Let's lift this ship and get this freedom ship underway. Yes, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mates, shift colors. God, I love that salt air. Arr. All right. Before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, again, I must remind you, tomorrow, Boston's very super-duper popular radio talk show host, Mr. Jeffrey Cooner, we'll be organizing a very super-duper large rally in support of Justina Pelletier. I know, we haven't heard that name in a while. It'll be in front of the Massachusetts stupid State House tomorrow, May 17th, from 2 to 4 p.m. Yeah, she got moved, but is she home? No. No. Is she in her own bedroom right now? Convalescing? Is that what she's doing? Is she at home? Huh? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe on a laptop, maybe on a phone, talking to her friends. Maybe laying in bed, you know, taking some vitamins and maybe getting better. Maybe trying to learn how to walk again. Talk again. Become a goddamn human being again. No, she's not there. She's not at home. She's not at home? Well, then she's not at home. So if you want her home, Get out to the Massachusetts stupid state house tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. in Boston. Operation American Spring. I wish I had somebody down there. I didn't hear very much chatter on the news again last night, so I don't know what the hell's going on. Nobody wants to take it serious? I don't know. I mean, I'm confused. I mean, see, this is what I was afraid of, that I was going to get my, you know, finally we got somebody in America standing up, thinks the same goddamn way as I do. They're tired of this crap. It wants to do something about it. But you didn't hear anything last night. I don't know. Well, maybe it's not tomorrow. Maybe it's next Friday. I don't know. But I wish it was right now. If it is, good. I hope they do it. I hope. You know, look, nothing is going to change today, no matter what happens. Whatever the outcome is today, everything is not going to just flip over and we're going to get all of our freedoms back. I mean, finish anything if you don't start it. And this is a start. We're just going to need a heck of a lot more of these. Until finally somebody gets the goddamn idea that we're tired of this crap. We're America. We're not like this. Putting computer chips in your arm, cameras everywhere. That stupid facial recognition crap, what the hell? God damn. I mean, they want to know every frickin' thing about you for what? I don't get it. Why? Well, so we can, in case there's ever a crime, we can just go find out who did it and just, you know, chop their head off. No. Look, it defeats the whole purpose of living. Life is, you know, I mean, life and freedom are supposed to be synonymous. But is it? No. 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 Can it be? Yes. Yes. It all depends on you. It all depends on me. It all depends on us. Hence the term United States. Anyway, I hope this works out. They've got millions of people, I guess, showing up in Washington. We got a whole bunch more, probably a couple more million, hopefully, near that racist Cliven Bundy's ranch. Look, I hope it works, man. I hope it works out. I hope it sends a message. Is it going to change everything overnight? Boom, done? No. No. But at least it's a start, and I support this stuff. It sucks if we got to get here. We shouldn't have to get here. This shouldn't happen. This should not have to happen. This should not have to happen. Maybe, hopefully, it's Dreamville. If liberals can live in Dreamville, so can I for just a couple of minutes. But, I mean, if liberals really want to tell the world and show the world, what was that kid, what did he say, make an example for the world? I mean, look, a lot of countries have had female leaders. I guess they don't teach history in college anymore. He's so smart. All these frickin' college pukes. Shut up. God damn it. 18, 19 years old. Shut up. Just zip it, Zippy. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be that gullible. I mean, I can't absorb that much BS. I just can't. I mean, I can absorb a good fishing story. I can suck all that up. Oh, man, I lap it up. I lick the bowl, the mixer, the spoon, and everything. But that's different. And then they couldn't name one goddamn accomplishment. Oh, she's so amazing. Oh, yeah, we go from one token to another little token, and then what's after that? We're going to have an Asian now, or maybe a Native American. Change the name of the Redskins to the Whiteskins, which I don't really give a damn. Was that school that named their mascot the Fighting Whiteys? Okay, fine. I mean, I'm sorry, but you didn't get me. You know, I mean, I'm not hurt. I'm not crushed. I'm not offended. Not exercised in any way. I haven't turned myself upside down. I'm not bleeding. Shut up. The people, everybody needs to shut up. You know, I don't know what president said this. Who the hell was that? I don't know if it was one of them freaking Roosevelts. Or if it was Truman. Or it could have been Lincoln. God only knows. Taft. I don't know. Who the hell knows? Maybe the goddamn no president said it. Maybe somebody just wrote it in some stupid newspaper somewhere. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, one of these presidents supposedly was quoted as saying, what this country needs is a good 5-cent cigar. Well, I think we're going to have to jump into John McCain's little 21st century handbook here and say what this country needs is a good $5 joint. This country needs to get stoned, man. Everybody, just puff away, relax, calm down, and shut up. Here's a bag of frickin' cookies. Here's some Cheetos. We'll turn on the Kim Kardashian show for you, and shut up. Everybody needs to learn to mind their own goddamn business, man. You don't need to be meddling into other people's frickin' affairs. Take care of your own goddamn stupid self, and I'll take care of mine. You can't say anything to anybody anymore. And then everybody's got to gang up. The whole frickin' neighborhood's got to come out now. Oh, racism? Did you say racism? He's a racist? Who is it? Oh, it's that guy right over there. Ah! Shut up. Everybody's got to jump off the goddamn handle. You can't say anything to anybody anymore. It's ridiculous. Everybody go to Colorado. Light up. And shut up. Sick and frickin' tired of it, man. If everybody minded their own goddamn business in this country, we wouldn't have all this. That's why we got so much division. This is what they want. They want you to turn on your neighbor. If you don't think like the, well, I guess whatever's in John McCain's 21st handbook, well, then you've got to be punished. You've got to be removed from society. You must be ostracized from the neighborhood. You shouldn't be allowed to work. You shouldn't be allowed to support your family. They're all racists. Jesus, God damn. Don't these liberals figure out what the hell they're doing? I mean, can't they see it? I mean, they claim to be so loving and so this, but they don't understand that they're actually hate. It's not love. If you got to love somebody simply because, well, they're the right gender, they're the right this, they're the right that, the right color, the right religion. I mean, got to go from an African-American and then into a woman. That would be a great example. We could set the stage. Set the stage for what? For stupidity? You don't just put people into office simply because they fill the right billet. Well, we've had a black one. Now we need a woman. And then what's after that, huh? I mean, who gets it next? I mean, you're going to start having a lot of people going to, you know, the Asians, they want to get up there. American Indians, the Latinos. And then there's all kinds of different Latinos. So they're going to be fighting each other to get up on top. So who's going to be next? Can't have another white guy. Who's going to be next? Who's going to be it? Well, you need to find somebody that's got all the races mixed in them. And make sure they're one of those hermaphrodites, so they're both male and female. And that's your goddamn candidate. How about that? Is that where we need to go? Huh? Is that what we need to do? God damn it. Look, I'm looking for the best man for the job. And when I say man, I'm not speaking male. I'm speaking as in Hugh frickin' man. A human. The best man for the job. When we speak of man, we're speaking of human. That's another thing. You can't say anything and now you're a misogynist. You're a sexist. Jesus Christ almighty. I mean, I'm an everythingist, according to these people. I mean, who do I like? I guess they're my black neighbors that I was talking to this morning. I guess I hate them. Next time I talk to them, I mean, I got to tell them, hey, 21st Century Handbook says right here. John McCain tells me I'm supposed to hate you. So what am I supposed to do with all this goddamned hate? I hate women. I talk to women all the time. What am I supposed to do next time I see them? Huh? Whip them in the street like they do in Sharia? Huh? I mean, what am I supposed to do with all this frickin' hate? Shut up with that. Stop using that stuff, man. Every time somebody says something, anything. I mean, it takes away from the real hate, the real racism, the real misogynism, the real thisism, the real thatism. Freaking commercializing it. You're cheapening it. My God. Again, when the real wolf comes, I mean, you know, well, he's going to eat your freaking chickens. And that's exactly what's happening now at Baldwin. All you liberals out there that are now starting to scream, piss, and moan. Because it's happening to them. Wait a minute. That's not supposed to happen to me. God damn it. That's for the Republicans, them Tea Partiers. Not me. This is what these idiots don't seem to understand. So the more they kiss the government's ass, I guess, the less tyranny they get put on them. So they make sure they get on television and just start slobbering all over themselves. I mean, it's disgusting, these people. I mean, it's disgusting. That Eleanor Clift, God damn it. I mean, come on. How you can't take something like that seriously. I don't know why that McLaughlin has her on that show, man. That just don't make any sense. You can't take that. You can't take that seriously. She's an idiot. It's disgusting, foul, just nonsense that comes out of her mouth. That's why I stopped watching the frickin' show. I can't listen to that crap. Well, it's just another point of view. No, it's not a point of view. Shut up. You got to understand the goddamn issue before you can have a legitimate point of view. And if that's your actual point of view, I mean, that says more about you than it says about anything else. So shut up. Now, this story pisses me off. God damn it. What the hell are they doing to the vets, man? And for why? What? I'm sorry. You know what? That should be more of an honor to work in a VA. Now, I've got to say, I go to the VA and I've had good success with the VA. So I can't argue with the treatment that I've had in Northport, on Long Island. Can't say anything bad because I didn't have anything bad happen to me. I was treated very nicely, very well. The hospitals were clean. They did their freaking job. I got no, absolutely no complaints. But I can't, again, I can't talk about something that I did not experience. But when you hear about this kind of stuff, yeah, I don't care if you whether you were in the military or not. It doesn't matter. These are human freaking beings, man. I mean, just think of the outrage you would have if this was in a prison. I mean, you would have Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton up there. Oh, it's the white man trying to starve the black man, trying to bring him down and torture. And, oh, my God. But they're vets, so who gives a damn? I mean, my God. I mean, this is, look, I'm sorry. You're a vet? I mean, the care should be automatic. It should be an honor to work in the freaking hospital. I mean, I'm not saying you got to go overboard like they do with the unnamed soldier. I mean, the stuff that they have to do. They're not allowed, those guards are not allowed to cuss. They're not allowed to drink. I mean, they are pure, clean. I mean, they're like monks. I don't even know if they can have sex or not. They probably can. I don't know. But they got to be pure, clean. I mean, no drugs, no alcohol, no cussing. I couldn't make it. I couldn't do it. There's no way I could do it. But they're very disciplined, and they take it very seriously. So when you see one of those guys, you know, if you're in uniform, salute him. If you're not, shake his hand. Thank him. We need a little bit more honor in this country. I'm not saying we got to go through all of that to go to that length. But we need to have that honor in the heart. It's got to be here. It's got to be inside. I've got it. I've always had it. I always thought everybody had it. I guess I was naive. I just assumed that everybody was patriotic. I mean, you know, I mean, you weren't, you didn't have to, you know, drape yourself in the flag every day. But, I mean, you know, it's got to be inside. It's not outside. Wear all the goddamn flag pins you want to. What does that mean? Well, it takes a good photograph. And that's about it. We need to put that honor back inside. We need to have a reason for honor. Well, the Constitution gives you a reason for honor because it lists all the freedoms you get. And they're pretty good ones, I think. But, I mean, that's just me. Frickin' crazy one. I'm the oddball. The goddamn wacko. The freak. Shreveport, Louisiana. God damn it. Shreveport, Louisiana veterans are being pushed out of their nursing home that they depend on. I guess they're too old. Doesn't matter that they're veterans. They're too old. We can't afford them. They must be out on the street. Where the hell are these people going to go? You're putting them on secret frickin' list there in Arizona. Which we got a soundbite of this goddamn attorney general. Unbelievable, this guy. Absolutely disgusting. I'm sorry. But the fact that this government just cares so little and has done so much damage to so many people and just simply don't care about the damage that they have done to people. People's lives. People have lost their lives. We know of at least 4 murders in Benghazi. We got, you know, only one on the border there. I mean, that was, you know, Fast and Furious. I mean, that was just one. I mean, it wasn't like a whole bunch. Benghazi, I mean, that had only 4. I mean, that's, you know, that's not really a lot. I mean, it's not like 9/11. They don't deserve a flyover. Jesus, God damn it. How could we care this little about our people? When did this happen? When did this happen? Is that in your handbook there, John McCain? Is that in that 21st century handbook there, Mr. McCain? Huh? Is it? Is it? Huh? Is that what's in there? I don't like it. But it just is what it is. It's the 21st century. These are the times we live in. Jackass. God damn it. This pisses me off. I read this yesterday. God damn it, I just about blew up. I'm sick of this. This stuff doesn't go on. This is not us. This is not America. This is not who the hell we are. It's not who I am. It's not who anybody I know. Why the hell does this happen? Them guys in D.C., I hope they make it, man. I hope they get to lots of people, man. Millions of them. I hope they show up. I hope it really works. Maybe, you know, it would send an actual message if they got 10 to 30 million people. Not for nothing, but that would definitely send a freaking message. I mean, I'm just saying. Right? You damn Skippy it would. Well, I'm sorry, but that's what it takes. It's going to take that. Now, maybe they're not going to get that many people this time. Let's organize and let's do it again. Let's keep doing it. Why don't we occupy D.C. like they did? just keep cramming people in there. They ain't leaving until these guys are leaving. Get Marine Corps One, get it hot, and get this son of a bitch out of town. This is absolutely unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. Wrong. Wrong, frickin' wrong. This has nothing to do with party. This is not Democrat, Republican. This is just frickin' wrong. And this is all because of the president's little magic pen. That's right, his little executive orders. He doesn't need to go around, he doesn't need to go to Congress. It says right there in the Constitution, the king does not need to go to Congress. The king can do whatever the hell the king wants to do. So all of this Constitution is actually null and void. This is meaningless. It absolutely means absolutely nothing. In February of this year, the president signed an executive order to raise the minimum wage. Now we got another story coming up on here with this goddamn minimum wage crap that he did. I don't know what the hell he's doing to this military and why he hates them so much. I don't understand how the military, well, I mean, a lot of the brass got fired, but I mean, I can't understand how people can be so accepting, especially in the military. The mindset of the military. Well, at least the military that I was in. I don't understand why the military isn't in you know, hasn't, well, I don't want to say rebelled or revolted, but I know it's difficult. You can't criticize the president if you're in the military. You can get in trouble for that. So it makes it very difficult. But I don't know. I'm glad I'm not in anymore. That's all I can say. I respect those that are there. They got a hell of a job to do. And their job is only getting harder and harder and harder. The more ink this guy has in his pen, our military is getting tougher and tougher and tougher to actually do a job. What are we doing? What's the point of having a military? Just get rid of them. We got rid of the Constitution. Get rid of the military, we can get rid of all the guns. That'd be a lot easier. Then we can let all the rapists and murderers that are illegally in this country, we can let them out of jail. Because that's racist to put them in jail. It doesn't matter if they were rapists. It doesn't matter if they were, you know, child molesters, child killers. It doesn't matter. It's racist to put them in jail. This is their land. See, when they came from Spain, they came over here and killed all the indigenous tribes to take it over. So it's their land. Jesus God Almighty, where the hell is this country? Raise the minimum wage for the new federal contract workers, bumping the $7.25 hourly wage to $10.10. Turns out the nursing homes that have contracts for subsidized care from the VA become federal contractors. Now, those people that work in those nursing homes, I'm sorry, but they can't be paying $7.25 an hour. There might be a few of them there that, you know, clean up stupid little stuff, but the nurses and all that are not getting paid minimum wage. So this is what I don't understand about this story. We'll continue so you understand what the hell I'm talking about. Or you'll understand what I don't understand, if you can understand that. Oh, God damn it. And according to Mrs. Franks, who is the public affairs officer at the Shreveport's Overton Brooks VA Medical Center, good God, what a freaking name. That's what I can't stand about these places. They got to have names that are just so freaking long. If a VA center cannot afford to raise the wages it pays its employees, their contracts with the government will not be renewed. Thus, the veteran pays the price by losing care and shelter. Of course he has to lose the price. He's a veteran. It doesn't mean anything to the country. Really, you know, was that they're killing for the government. Not like he was, you know, trying to preserve peace for and, you know, freedom for, you know, Americans or anything. He didn't really do very much. He's not worth very much. He's old. We can't afford him anymore. So we got to let him go. According to Shreveport TV station, KTBS, yeah, I wonder what that BS stands for. When former Marine A.J. Crane got the news that his nursing home's contract will end this month, he said, "We fought for all your wars, and now we're broke. Where do we go from here?" Quote, unquote. Exactly. Where the hell are they going to go? Well, we don't know. We don't care. They're only veterans. We don't care about them. We leave our men behind. That's our new motto now. Join the military. We will leave you behind enemy lines for you to die. Because you carry a gun. And you deserve to be tortured. I mean, what the hell? Company claims that if they raise wages for its workers at Shreveport Manor, they have to do so for all 8 of their facilities. Oh. The company's chief operating officer, Matt Matchin, claims the additional labor expenses are unaffordable. As such, long-term care providers have indicated that they will no longer seek or renew VA contracts. Well, isn't that nice? Well, that's awful nice of them. That's awful nice of everybody. Isn't it awful nice of the king to take away these brave men's homes? That's awful generous of the king. He should be commended. Why is America not... Why is this happening? This is something that if there is a problem somewhere where vets are going to be losing their home, there should be something automatic where something kicks in, like a bunch of people figuring this crap out. Do we know? Well, I can't do it. It's not in my job description. Well, where is it in any job description? Does anybody have it in their job description? Well, I don't know. It's not in my job description to know that. So I don't know anything. I'm stupid. That's why I was hired. Then you would think, you would think Congress, you would think the administration, Republican, Democrat, whatever. That when veterans are down and they're going to lose their homes, maybe something can be frickin' done quickly. Say we've got a problem in the Arizona VA. You think maybe, I don't know, we can get some inspectors down there, find out what the hell happened, start putting some people in some handcuffs. Think maybe we can do that? I think so. But if they got a bag of weed in their goddamn house, you're going to bring in everybody. SWAT teams. Bring in the EPA's Commando Delta Force Squadron. They can test the water. I mean, Jesus, God damn it. What they were doing to these veterans is that's criminal. Look, if you're denying somebody care that you can offer them, that's murder, is it not? I mean, I'm just, you know, I mean, again, I'm a simpleton, I know. A goddamn simpleton. That's my problem. I see things simply. That's why none of this crap makes any frickin' sense to me. This is an automatic. There's no excuse for what's happening. in that VA down there in Arizona. No excuse. No excuse for what's happening with these guys that are stuck in these care centers. Probably don't have any family. Where the hell are they supposed to go? On the street? Is that what they're going to do with them? What the hell are they going to do with them? That's ridiculous. You know, if I had a bunch of money, I'd start a goddamn, just like a VA home. But they wouldn't pay any rent. They're there. Take care of these guys. You know, have it funded by, I don't know, the public. Get people to donate. Send them all over the place. Instead of having just one central one, have them all over the place. They're funded by the public. Look, the public will pay for it. The public can afford it. The public wants to pay for it. And they have the funds to do it. They should have it. They should do it. That's what public, that's what PBS is supposed to be for. The public broadcasting. But they get money from the taxpayers. I'm sorry, it shouldn't come from the taxpayers. It should come from the citizens. If they want to pay for it, I know they're the same. But what I'm saying is, it shouldn't come in your taxes. If you want to support it, you should be able to pay for it. If the public doesn't want to pay for it, that means they don't want it. If they don't want it, why should they have to pay for it? That's my point. But these kind of homes, I mean, I'm sorry, but they need something like that. Some of these old guys, they shouldn't have to pay a damn thing. What, you're a veteran? Come on in. Come on in. You got no family? Come on in. You don't have any money? Come on in. Come on in. There's a nice warm bed. Give you some PJs. Here's a wheelchair if you need it. Get yourself three hots and a warm cot. We got bingo. We got all kinds of stuff going on here. And you're going to be treated like a human frickin' being. We're not going to slap you. We're not going to push you. We're not going to yell at you. We're not going to shock you. You get sick, we're going to do our best to fix you. We're going to treat you like a human frickin' being. We're going to have to start doing that to our children. For Christ's sakes, what the hell they're doing to kids. And not just in Boston, but all over the goddamn United States. That is unacceptable. Is that in your little handbook too there, Mr. John McCain? Huh? God damn it, this is unacceptable. I can't deal with this crap. You think maybe we'd have an attorney general? You think maybe somebody in this goddamn administration would stand up and say something? You think they would? Well, here's what they said about this. Where do you get a load of this one here? Now, he's talking about the VA in Arizona. You know, the one with the secret lists? Want to know if there's going to be an investigation, what they're doing? Do you have any information that you can give to the public on what's happening? What's the latest? Can you give us anything, Mr. Attorney General?
And when I say that we are monitoring this, that doesn't imply inaction on our part. Monitoring is an active thing that we are doing. As I also indicated, there is an Inspector General investigation that is ongoing. We will be in communication with the Inspector General, review the results or that investigation as it is ongoing. And we will also be looking at other information, frankly, things that come out, you know, in the media to help us determine what further role the Justice Department might play, whether, as I said in response to, an earlier question, whether federal agents need to be deployed, whether federal prosecutors need to be involved.
I mean, what the hell? Federal agents deployed? Who are you going to send out there, the BLM or the EPA? Who are you going to, or the post office now? They're buying up ammunition and guns. Maybe you can send the post office. What the hell? Maybe you should have sent some federal agents down there a long time ago when you found out about it. Throwing some of these sons of bitches in the can. Oh, I plan to be in communications with the Inspector General. Now, remember, they're having an investigation here, so I can't really comment on anything. They're having their own internal investigation. No. Internal investigations, okay, fine. That's fine. But simultaneously, there needs to be an outside investigation. You can't give these people time to come up with a good story so they can cheat the evidence to make it plausible and get away with it so they don't get caught. These are human lives. I mean, how these people can sit there and just take this as it's, you know, not a big deal, leave me alone, I'm bored. Are you bored? Is that it? Is it too much work for you, though? Maybe that's it. Maybe it's too much for you? Huh? Why would they turn something like this political? Oh, that's right, because the people on the right were the only ones that liked the military. I don't understand the thought process that's in this country. I don't get it. I don't think like this. I don't want to ever frickin' think like this. This doesn't make any frickin' sense to me at all. How this government could just, you know, oh, God, it was such a long time ago. Dinged if I know. Well, we're gonna wait and see what the Inspector General comes up with, and we'll be in direct communications, and we don't want to interfere, and, you know, by the time they bring that over here, and, well, we'll have to review it, and most of the witnesses will, you know, be involved in some kind of mysterious death. We don't know yet, but we're working on it. I mean, what the hell? Then he's gonna use the media? I mean, the goddamn president, that's how he finds out news. He watches MSNBC. I wonder what channel the attorney general watches. I wonder if he gets MSNBC or is he CNN? I wonder if he's a CNN man or an MSNBC man. Don't think he's a Fox man. I mean, what the hell? They're going to get their information from the frickin' media? No. If you're an attorney general and you're a president, I'm sorry, you don't have time to watch frickin' television. I'm sorry, not for nothing. Not for nothing. But if you're sitting around and you got nothing to do and you're, you know, you're watching MSNBC or CNN, and not in the Situation Room, I mean, oh, Jesus God almighty. I mean, Benghazi, he finds out that the embassy is on fire. The ambassador is nowhere to be found. They're attacking the place, burning it, shooting at us, mortars, machine guns. God only knows what the hell they have. So he goes upstairs and eats. He's got to eat. Our embassy's being attacked. We have no idea where our ambassador is. At that point, that's when the ambassador was being raped, cattle prodded, burnt, while our president is upstairs eating. Then when he gets done eating, does he run down to the Situation Room to see what the hell is happening? No. He gets on the horn with Netanyahu. Wants to repair relations because he snubbed him. Oh, I'm real sorry there, Mr. Netanyahu. I didn't mean to snub you. But I'm real busy up here. 2 frickin' hours? This guy needs to be on the phone with Netanyahu? Frickin' hours? Excuse me, Benny, dude, but my embassy's on fire. We have no idea where the hell our ambassador is. They got a whole bunch of guns that are firing at us, and God only knows how many of our guys are really dead. So I'm going to have to cut this conversation short, and I'm going to have to run my ass down to that Situation Room here, see if we can send some planes somewhere. Start bombing the hell out of these boys. You see what I'm saying? Did he do that? No. No, he did not. Stayed on the phone for 2 friggin' hours. Then, when he's done with the phone call, now this is where we don't know. What happened to him? We don't know. We know what happened to Valerie Goebbels. We know what she did. She was in on that phone call for 2 hours. So here, she has no idea what's going on in Benghazi, other than what she knows that, you know, being attacked and our ambassador is missing. See, while the president was eating, she was also, I guess, eating too. I don't know if she was at the table, the same table as the president, probably, more than likely. Valerie Goebbels and Michelle, they're good friends. They like each other. They're good friends. So it wouldn't be uncommon that she was sitting there eating with the family. Then they go have a phone call. After the phone call, a 2-hour phone call to repair relations. We don't know where the president went, but Valerie Goebbels went down to the Situation Room to take control. 2 hours later, actually longer than that, depending on how long he ate, so at least probably about, it was well over 2 hours. They had a 2-hour phone call, and he went upstairs and ate first. So that's maybe 2.5 hours has gone by. The fighting going for 2.5 hours. And Valerie goes to the Situation Room, not the president. She takes charge. She takes control. She says, do not deploy. Why would an advisor, a president's advisor, be commanding generals and the military, the CIA? That's who was over there. The CIA was over there. Yeah, there were Navy SEALs. There were military, but there were CIA. We don't know how many of the CIA the State Department had over there. We don't know how many of those men died. We're not allowed to know any of these men that were there. We don't know how many of them actually died. We don't know that. We only know of 4. Will we ever find that answer out? I doubt it. But that was such a long time ago. I mean, come on, move on. All right, now we're going to move on. That wasn't bad what they're doing with the VA. Now anybody that works on a military base, they're attacking them. Especially fast food. See, Michelle doesn't want you to eat that. She can eat it. She likes cheeseburgers and pizzas and ice cream. She likes those foods. The queen can eat it, but you, the peasant, no. And if you're in the military, no. You're not a king. You're not a queen. You're not royal in any way. You cannot have cheeseburgers. You cannot have pizza. You must eat what we tell you to eat, and you will like it, and you will crave more of it. Well, on these union bases, now because of Obama's magic pen raising the minimum wage, yesterday there was a big protest. It was the unions targeting fast food restaurants. So they could raise the minimum wage to $15 frickin'. We all know why they're doing that. They want to unionize. Why? Well, because they've got dwindling numbers. So there's only one way to get more people. Well, you go out there and you spread some good propaganda. Tell them that you deserve $15 an hour. And those big, mean, white, gray-haired Republicans, well, they want to take that away from you. They want to keep you poor. But what they don't tell these people, they're going to have to join a union, which means there's going to be more money taken out of your pocket. That $15 an hour ain't going to be no $15 an hour. Not for 8 hours. You may only get 4 hours a week. You'll get that $15. But you only get half the time to work. You're not making any money. You're not making any more money. And you got to take more money out of your pocket now to pay the unions. So you're getting paid the same amount as you were before, actually getting paid less. And you join a union, which a union's benefit, and you, the worker, do not. Not to mention, a lot of you are going to lose your jobs. None of you are not even going to have, you're not going to have a minimum wage job. You're not going to have a job, but they don't see that. They don't see that. It's all the Republicans' fault. On these military bases, after this president announces minimum wage hike, he had to drum up votes somewhere. Look at me. I'm out there helping the middle class. No. No. You're removing. You're destroying. What middle class? What are you talking about? There ain't no middle class. You're taking most of it. Well, four restaurants, including three McDonald's outlets, will close within the next 3 weeks on Navy installations, including the Navy Exchange, Service Command officials. Wow. Oh, no, it's according to them. I thought they were going to get rid of the Navy Exchange. I was going to say, whoa, wait a minute. I'd love the Navy Exchange, man. There was a lot of good stuff in there. Pretty cheap, too. Hey, look, we used to buy a carton of cigarettes. Carton, 10 packages for $5. Yeah. It was cheap to smoke back then. Now, good God, I mean, you can't even buy one pack, much less a carton. Double that, $10 a pack. Some of these are 11, 12. That's ridiculous. Look, if you don't want to smoke, don't. If you do, do. And two other contractors and a name brand sandwich eatery. Good God, shot a grog before I try to spit that one out. Unbelievable. A name brand sandwich eatery. And a name brand pizza parlor. Wonder why they're not giving the names out. That's what I don't understand. Why they're not giving the names out. Well, they've asked for to be released from their Army and Air Force exchange service contracts. They can't afford it. People are moving out. Now, we had a place on Pier 2. Pier 2 in San Diego. The greatest Philly cheese steak sandwich you've ever had in your damn life. That's the first time I ever had a Philly cheese steak. Never really heard of them. I mean, I kind of did, but I didn't. We never had them where I came from. So, a buddy of mine said, let's go get one of these Philly cheese steaks. I said, what the hell are you talking about, Philly cheese steak? He said, yeah, you got to try one of these. So we tried it. I mean, the things are huge. Well, you can only eat a half of one. I learned. You don't get a full one. You get a half one. And even then, it's very difficult to eat it. But, oh, my God. So I wonder if he's still over there. Who the hell knows? But all these places that are on the base, and there's a lot of places on the bases. I mean, look, you know, sailors and Marine Corps, I mean, the military, they got to eat stuff, too. It's okay to have businesses on the base. They got to buy stuff. They got to do stuff. It's okay. Now they want to take it off. They don't want the military to have anything. They just want them to simply be a robot. You get nothing. It's too expensive. You can't have anything. You can't have health care. Speaking of health care, all these numbers that they've got. Now they've got 8 million. The numbers just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now you have to ask yourself, well, where's the proof? Where are they? Do they exist? Do we really know? No. No, we don't. None of these websites are working. And the contractors that's supposed to fix them are getting paid to do nothing. Because they can't fix it, because they screwed it up. And those that are supposed to enroll people, they've got nobody enrolling, so they're getting paid to do nothing but refresh their computer every 10 minutes. Because they've got a contract They don't need the workers. But the more workers they hire, the more money they make. So that's what they do. They're hiring all of these contractors, all of these people, to do absolutely nothing so they can take more money from the taxpayer, you. This president, again, has committed theft. And that's exactly what it is. He is stealing from the taxpayer. And he's using the IRS to steal from the taxpayer. He's using his magic pen to steal from the taxpayer. The EPA to steal from the taxpayer. The BLM to steal from the taxpayer. Now it looks the post office to steal from the taxpayer. You're not allowed to have anything. Only the government can have it. The government will issue what the government wants to. Whatever it feels you are worth is what you will get. You will like it. You will not argue with it. It's in John McCain's 21st Century Handbook, man. We don't like it, but it is what it is. Just the times we live in, man. It's the 21st century. What an idiot. God damn it, John McCain. What the hell's the matter with you? Well, any of those restaurants now on the base, any of these places, if they do allow them, I mean, if they are able to stay open, they're going to fire a lot of people and replace them with automation, little machines. You don't need any people anymore. They can't afford to hire people. So again, the unemployment rate is going to, well, spike up. Instead of going from 91.5 million people, we're now going to go to at least 92, 93 are going to be the real numbers. But you know you're not going to get those numbers from the government. No, we're only at 6%. Look at that. Economy's boosting. Building back up. Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about Benghazi if the economy's doing so well. Well, we got to start getting back to jobs. That's what the American people want because they don't have any. Well, wait a minute. You just said the economy's boosting. Well, yeah, the economy is boosting. Oh, yeah, it's getting much better, but we need to do more. Yeah, they always say that. We need to do more. No, you don't need to do more. You need to do a lot less. That's what you need to do, Congress. The less work you do, the less damage you can create. The less poverty you can create. The less diversity you can create. Let's see if we can open up my treasure chest here this morning. See if we can plunder any kind of booty. Oh, here's some booty. Look at this. There's a gold nugget for you. Sudan court. Sentence a pregnant woman, 8 months pregnant, sentence her to death for marrying a Christian. Where's your hashtag for that, Michelle? How about you, Ellen? I guess she's got to have the baby first because it's against some kind of law. You can't whip her and hang her until she's had her baby. Once she has the baby... So I guess if it's a male, I guess they can turn it into a little jihadi. But if it's a female, I guess they can wait till, you know, she's like 3 or 4 and rape the hell out of her. But they can't kill her until she has the baby. So she's only got a month left before her death sentence. I mean, these people are just out of their goddamn full minds. And we want to put weapons in the hands of these freaks. I mean, what the hell? What our government was doing over there in Benghazi was helping these very same kinds of people. Look, Al-Qaeda, whatever, Sharia, that's what they want. These Al-Qaedas, all these Islamic extremist groups, that's all they want. They want the Sharia. That's what they want. They want Islam to completely dominate the world. If you can't see that, I'm sorry, but you are an idiot. We're going to have to stand up and fight this crap. All of it. We got enough problems with foreigners who want to attack us and kill us. Now we got to deal with our own people who want to attack and kill us. Well, I certainly hope that works out there in D.C. I hope a lot of people show up. I wish I could get there my damn self. That sucks that I can't. But maybe I can get the next one. I think they ought to keep there. Just keep them there. Just keep staying there, bringing more people in, more in. Boom, boom, boom. Get as many people in there as you can. Just cram that whole place. Barricade it. You can't go anywhere. Block everything. Damn noise. Oh, look at this now. Sandra flew. Good God almighty. Can this... What? I mean, just shut up. Well, I mean, just absolute nothing but pure stupid. It's flowing in them frickin' veins of hers. But she's going to be a goddamn attorney. God damn it. Harry Reid wants to change the First Amendment so he can stop the Koch brothers. Imagine that. Wants to change the entire First Amendment so he can stop the Koch brothers. See, they're not giving any money to the Democrats, and he doesn't like that. They're not giving any money to him. Well, what happened to George Soros there, Harry? Huh? What happened to old Georgie Porgy? What happened to him? Huh? He's not giving you any more money? What's the matter with him? He's got gazillions of dollars. I think he's richer than the Koch brothers. How come he's not giving any money to you? Huh? Well, I'm sure he is. But the problem is, it's the Republicans, they're winning. They're starting to win the hearts and minds of the American people because they're starting to wake up like Alec Baldwin, hopefully, someday will, and realize all the crap that they've been voting for is hurting them when it was supposed to hurt the Republicans, not me. It's for the other guys. None of these laws apply to me. It's for them over there. Look at them. Ah, here's a story on climate. Yeah, climate schmimate. Shut up. God damn it. D.C. schools. Oh, this is nice. Spent 29,349 smackers per pupil. How do you spend damn near $30,000 a frickin' person? That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. But see, this is what they do. All of these contracts, they fluff the numbers up so it looks so they can get. And now how? Look, if you're a government, you're working for the government, these bonuses and stuff. No. I think they're, compensation, yeah, I believe people should be compensated. But all these bonuses, no. Government, you know, you shouldn't be able to get, if you've got a government contract, all these bonuses. Because it's very easy to fluff the numbers so you get these bonuses each and every time. The government, if you're a Republican, they'll look at the books and, you know, they'll arrest you and fine you and tax you more. But this is what people do, and the schools do it too. I used to listen to my mom every freaking time the budget came up. Well, what do they got to do? And they got to spend this money. This is what they have to do. So if they... The budget that they had was, let's just say, 20,000. I'm just using that as a number. It was more than that. But you only spent 15,000. And you're coming close to the end of the year, and you're not going to come anywhere. You're projected to only spend 15,000 at the end of the year. So you're still in the 14 somewhere. So this is what they do. Since they were their last budget was 20,000. And when it's all said and done, they're only going to spend 15. So now they go ahead and they spend, like crazy, 25,000 so they can get a higher budget next year. And they spend on things that they don't need. So it makes no sense. That, to me, right there is illegal. A school should not be allowed to do that. You have $20,000. And if you only spend 15, then you only spend 15. But see, they're afraid that they're going to, what they would do is next year, they would lower the budget down to only 15,000 and they may go over. I mean, the math that these people use, and they take advantage of the government, which they're not really taking advantage of the government. They're taking advantage of you. The government doesn't give a damn. They're getting paid. They don't give a damn. And as long as their friends are happy and have got these, you know, little contracts that they love, then that's all right, because those are voters. And they'll get a whole bunch of more people to vote for me. But D.C. schools spend nearly $30,000 a goddamn student, and 83% of these little bastards are improficient in reading. Like me. I can't read to save my ass. But I'm not in D.C. But that's ridiculous. 83% are not proficient in reading? And I think it's 81% are improficient in, if that's a word, in math. Well, with the Common Core, I can see why. God damn. I mean, they've got nuclear physicists that can't figure that crap out. And they're trying to teach this crap to freaking six-year-olds. What the hell? What's the matter with these people? Well, Obama makes it clear that amnesty will help Democrats. Of course it will. I read this story and I said, I swear to God, I mean, they're talking about the same crap that I've been talking about. These people are coming over here. All these people that are coming over across these borders, I'm sorry, but you're not being used for, you're not being brought over here to be a citizen. You're brought over here to be for one purpose, and that's to vote. Vote for Democrats. That's it. You're being taken advantage of. You want to come over here, we welcome you. But we welcome you to do it the right way. This is the wrong way. You're being used. And if they find out that you switch over to being Republican, yeah, you're gonna find your little green card and your little legal status has been revoked, and you're out. But you got to spend a whole bunch of time in jail and pay a whole bunch of fines. And then you're out. Don't think for one second that won't happen. So when you cross that border illegally and you sign your name on that dotted line that you are now a full-fledged Democrat and you will vote accordingly, just remember that. You're nothing but a vote. You're not a citizen. You're not a person. You're a vote. And that's it. So if that's all you care about is just being a vote, well, then come on over then. Hillary Clinton took 6 months to get over her concussion. 6 months, according to Bill Clinton. But according to the evidence, no. So what the hell really happened? Well, maybe if I can shut up long enough, we might get to it. Who knows? Yesterday we didn't get into it, and if I can shut up again, we can get to that. California State Assembly Health Committee voted down a bill that would have outlawed the practice of sex selection through abortion. Can't have them little girls, only the boys matter. We must abort the girls. Yeah, where's your war on women, huh? You don't pay them very much. You abort them, they're not worth them very much. But they're so amazing. They do so much. I don't know if I can name one accomplishment. Not even one. It's so amazing. All right, let's get into this Sudan court here. What the hell? A pregnant Sudanese woman who married a racist, creepy, vile, disgusting Christian was sentenced to death Thursday after she refused to recant her Christian faith. Miriam Ibrahim, she's 26. I got to put that in there. That progresses the story, her age. Whose father was a Muslim, but mother was an Orthodox Christian from Ethiopia. She was convicted of apostasy. And on Sunday, given 3 days to repent and escape death. We gave you 3 days to recant, so you get 3 days. Well, that's awful nice. But you insist on not returning to Islam. I sentence you to be hanged. That's the judge, and he's got a name that is, good God, I mean, this name goes on for days. He's a creep. But see, that's their culture over there, Ellen. Where's your hashtag for this woman here, Michelle? Where's your hashtag for this girl, huh? Huh? How about you, Hillary? I thought you were all out for women's rights. Huh? Where are you on that, Hillary? Huh? Oh, you got brain damage. I'm sorry. I forgot. You're still suffering from that concussion. That's why you got to wear them glasses. How about you, Ellen? Where's your outrage? Well, that's right. She's a Christian. I forgot. Christians don't count. What the hell was I thinking? It says right here in John McCain's handbook here, 21st century handbook, right there. Christians do not frickin' count. Or Jews. Get rid of them, too. They've always been a pest. Gotta get rid of them. Mrs. Ibrahim also faces a sentence of flogging for adultery. See, she married a Christian, which means that marriage is null and void, which means she had sex with, premarital sex, which is adultery, which, a woman, you've got to get flogged for that. Can't flog the man for it, but you got to flog the woman, see, because she put those impure thoughts into the man's head. It's not the man's fault that he couldn't control them. It's the woman's fault for getting them all riled up. Jesus, God, don't you people understand this? Why do you think they stone those women over there, Ellen? Huh? God damn it, these people. I don't understand how they cannot be awake. Well, unless it happens directly to them or their little group that they're in. And somebody sends a tweet, and now everybody's got to jump on the tweeting bandwagon. They got to send a tweet. Everybody's got to out peace and love each other. It's freaking pathetic. Shut up. Well, a spokesman for Amnesty International said, the fact that a woman could be sentenced to death for her religious choice and to flogging for being married to a man of an allegedly different religion is abhorrent and should never be considered. Well, I mean, yeah. Most people will come up to that conclusion, but these people can't. And we want to give them weapons. We want to be nice to them. In a joint statement, the embassies of Canada, Britain, and of the United States, and the Netherlands expressed deep concern over her case. Deep concern. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you have deep concern. Any kind of action behind that deep concern, or is it just deep concern? While you sip on your cognac and smoke your Cuban cigars. We call upon the government of Sudan to respect the right to freedom of religion, including one's right to change one's faith or beliefs. Well, it ain't going to do any good. The lawyer said no. The judge said no. You're in the wrong damn land. There is Sharia law. You're screwed. This girl can't even get a hashtag from the First Lady. That is a crying goddamn shame, don't you think? Well, looks like the Sudan had introduced the Sharia laws in the early 1980s, well, this woman should have known that. What the hell's her problem? She should have known that. It's been in there since the 1980s. But she had to go against it. She was a lawbreaker. She's an outlaw. She must be publicly flogged. And then hang her. I mean, she's just God Almighty. I know maybe it's because these acts that these people do are so heinous that it's hard to process in your head that this is actually real. Maybe that's why a lot of people are silent. Maybe that's why a lot of people don't say a lot of things. Maybe that's why she can't get a hashtag. But this stuff happens a lot more than you think. And we want to do business with these people. Well, we should tell the Middle East, I'm sorry. Well, we've got enough oil. We've got enough resources on our own. We need to use them. But we should tell Middle East, screw it. You're going to be doing this kind of crap. We're not giving you one goddamn dime. When you clean up that kind of terrorism in your country, we'll start giving you more money if you need it. If not, nothing. Nothing. Why we give money to Saudi Arabia just makes no frickin' sense to me at all. One of the richest countries in the world with the oil and this and that, and they need money from the United States. And we can't pay enough to fix our veterans. We've got to put them on a secret list and hide the fact that they exist so they can just die off because we can't afford them. But we can give money to Saudi Arabia. We probably give money to the Sudan so they can flog this pregnant woman and hang her because she married a Christian. But you can't do that. And she can't even get a hashtag. That's absolutely goddamn pathetic. And that is frickin' wrong. To the nth goddamn frickin' degree. I mean, look, the United States used to be all over this kind of stuff. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I mean, you know, with Reagan and even, I mean, when something like this happened, I mean, the United States was, boom, always there, and they solved the frickin' problem. They got in and they got out. I'd like to know what happened to that. We'd have never let this kind of stuff happen. We are basically facilitating these groups to fester and grow and multiply. We don't have no war on terror. I don't think we ever fought that war on terror correctly. That's my opinion. I know you can second guess anything. It's easy to do. It's easy to do. But the results say that I'm not saying we failed, but what I'm saying is we haven't gotten enough of them. That's what I'm saying. Their numbers are growing. And they're spreading westward, spreading eastward, southward, northward. They're spreading everywhere. This war on terror needs to be a world effort, not just the goddamn United States. This is a world problem. This is a world problem. This is not just one area, one country, one little group. These are a whole bunch of groups. And they're all over the place. And they're not afraid to kill. Not at all. Not at all. This is a world effort. Everybody needs to get involved. But we got our president who doesn't seem to, he's got all these drones. I mean, who the hell is he killing? I mean, is he killing the same people he's doing business with? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know where the hell this man is. I don't get any of it. Doesn't make any frickin' sense to me. He goes out there with his drones killing all kinds of people. Who's he killing? But, I mean, he's making deals with Al-Qaeda in Benghazi so they can topple Assad in Syria. What vested interest does the president have with toppling Assad and with Gaddafi? Somehow I think that they're too connected. I don't think the plan went as planned, because the plan was probably to get both Gaddafi and Assad. That was the plan. Gaddafi gets it first, and then Assad. But it was stopped. But what was that plan? Why get rid of both of them? Well, obviously to spread Sharia. But why would our president be so gung-ho to spread Sharia? Does it have to do with that oil? Is that what it really is? Is it that frickin' oil that's in Algeria? Why is that? What's going on? Where are these questions being answered? They're not. They're never going to be asked. But what relationship did we have with Al-Qaeda and why? And how deep does that go? Well, there's your answer to Benghazi right there, why Benghazi happened. We do know that these weapons were going all over the place. But we were leading from behind, so we really couldn't do very much, even though we were. But America couldn't sell American weapons, so we sold Russian and French weapons to Al-Qaeda. And then we realized they were going into other people's hands, really bad people that wanted to kill us. Like, duh. Hello. And then you got John McCain out there. Oh, I've met these people. They're really nice people. They're moderate. No, they're not going to use these weapons against us. They're not going to kill us. No, I've met these people. I've talked to them. Jesus Christ, Mr. McCain. He should have been recalled right then and there, Arizona. Where the hell were you? My God. So how deep this really goes, and how many of our Congress members are deep into this? I just hope, and I have to say hope, because I don't have any faith that it will happen. I just hope that Trey Gowdy gets the power that he needs to get the answers. But even then, once we get the answers of what we already suspect, I'm pretty sure the truth is going to be somewhere near this. It's probably, there's a lot more shocking stuff that we had no idea what really happened. A lot of shocking stuff. But that's not the important part. Yes, getting to the truth is important, yes. But we need action that will follow. They love to punish us. Well, it's our time to punish them. This kind of, no. We don't, no. No. We don't do that to each other in this country. We don't do that. No. We treat our veterans with respect. We do not throw them out on the street. We do not take away their rights to be free. They can't smoke anymore. They can't drink anymore. They can't do this anymore. They've got to be just perfect little robots. Well, good luck with that. You can find people like that. Good luck. Good. Go. But people need to be people. That's just the goddamn way it is. But they're not. Everybody's got to have control. Well, I don't know what could happen with this woman. This is the kind of stuff that it's going to continue and continue and continue until, again, somebody finally stands up and says, no, frickin' more. But when you have our government that's making deals with these people, weapons, selling these people weapons, putting weapons in the hands of Mexican drug cartels, what the hell is this government doing? Why have they not been stopped yet? Why has this government not been impeached? I'm sorry, but it's way past time. I just hope that march in Washington, whatever they're doing in Washington, I just hope it does send a message to somebody. All it takes is one, and then we get another, and another, and another. And again, you cannot complete anything unless you start it. This is a start. We should have been doing this a long time ago. Trey Gowdy, I'm your ally. I'm your friend. But I want results after this. I want grand juries. I want people impeached. I want a precedent set. You do this, that is going to happen to you. And I want it to happen. This is criminal. People's lives. Not just Americans' lives. But how many other people died with those weapons that we allowed Al-Qaeda to get, and Boko Haram, and God knows who else? How many people have died with those weapons? And they call George Bush a war criminal? What the frickin' hell do you think this is? Giving these people weapons? That's crimes against humanity. Jesus God! I mean, hello, right? I mean, I can't be the only one who thinks that. This is ridiculous. How many more lives have to be lost? Trillions have to be taken out of the taxpayers' kitty. How many people have to, how many more people have to be jailed? How many more people have to lose their jobs and the ability to work? How many people have to lose their health care, lose their homes, before finally somebody says no frickin' more? Well, there are those people, but we need more of them. Lots and lots and lots and lots more of them. Goddamn stupid Sandra Fluke. Is it Fluke or is it Fluck? I got a couple of names, but we're not going to go there. Sandra Fluke. You see that one picture they had? I don't know where the hell it was at, but it was her yucking it up there with that stupid Nancy Pelosi, which both of these two nitwits. I mean, I can see why these two are friends. I can see where those two could get along. Must be one hell of a conversation listening to them two. Good God. Jesus Christ. I'd rather gargle a goddamn chainsaw. Unbelievable. She's a speaker. She goes to gives these speeches. Most of them, not very many people show up, like 10. But she's speaking on NPR's internet public radio station, KCRW, in Santa Monica. Oh, speaking of California, what the hell? I seen the video of that fire down there, man. Jesus Christ. Unfreaking believable. I mean, homes are just going... One right after the other, man. Well, we can't let any water trickle down into California because we got to save a smelt. I don't get it. Look at what's happening. They're going to blame it on global warming and the Republicans and George Bush and the Koch brothers and the goddamn Tea Party. I just feel sorry for all those people that lost their homes, man. I mean, I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine what that would be like. I don't even want to imagine. But I'm sure there's going to be some places where you can donate a couple of bucks. Hopefully we can get these people back in a new home. So far that I've heard, there hasn't really been any casualties. I guess a couple of people were injured, but so far as what I know, are there deaths? I'm sure there probably is a couple. I don't know. But it could be a heck of a lot more. It's one hell of a fire. People are getting out of the way. So that's good that there's, they're getting the hell out. I just hope they can get it contained and you can stop this. And so they're going to need some money down there, so if you can afford a couple of bucks, find a way to give them a couple of bucks. Now, let's get back to this Sandra frickin' Fluke. She was asked her opinion on the situation in rural Nigeria, where Islamists are holding, those girls, those 300 girls, threatening to sell them into sex slavery if they don't release their prisoners. You want them freed out of jail? Well, Obama's pretty good. He knows how to do that. He released, 36,000 of them from our jails. Maybe, Obama, maybe you can have a two-hour phone conversation with the Nigerian president. Tell him how to do it. Tell him how to release prisoners. Then you can get the girls home. Why don't you just do that, Mr. Obama? Well, addressing the matter, she's on this radio show. Addressing the matter of the radical group Boko Haram, these guys, they killed and they bombed, kidnapped people, burned churches, They hate Christians, hate them. They hang them, they flog them, they murder them, and if you're a little Christian boy, they burn you. Where's your hashtag for them, Michelle? How about you, Ellen? Huh? Well, Sandra Fluke told this radio host, I guess her name is Madeline Brand. All right. Madeline Brand. On her little afternoon show called Press Play. That the girls being held captive by the militants. Now get this. They should count themselves lucky that they weren't being held captive by Republicans or working for Republican lawmakers. Yeah, and she's running for the California Senate seat, number 28. She has the audacity. Where's the outrage from the left on this one? She's running for office. Where are you, California? Are you going to vote for this? They should count themselves lucky, these girls. God knows how many of them have already been raped. We don't know that. These are not very nice people. I'm pretty sure those girls are not being treated all that well. Not to mention that they're scared frickin', you know, crapless, for God's sakes, after being kidnapped like this and being held for well over a month now. If that ain't enough, God only knows how many times they've been beaten and raped. God only knows. Who knows? And this stupid bitch is going to say that they should count themselves lucky that they weren't being held captive by a Republican or working for a Republican lawmaker? Does she understand the magnitude of the situation? This is another thing. I don't think liberals really get how serious this stuff really is. Do they understand the seriousness of Benghazi? Well, dude, man, that was like 2 years ago. We're talking about talking points. Come on, dude. No, four American lives, those are not talking points. Those are not talking points. Selling weapons to Al-Qaeda? Allowing weapons to get into the hands of all these bad people, and then you want to try to take some of them back and they attack you? That's not a talking point. That's not a talking point. Why this woman? Why there is no outrage over this? I know we get a few people on the right that are going to say this because we can see this. But where is Nancy Pelosi? Huh? Where is she down? Where is she on this? Does she support this? Maybe somebody should ask her. She's got that daily briefing. She loves to get in front of a camera. Sit there and spit and stutter. Shut up. Maybe somebody should ask her. Does she support Sandra Fluke's comments? That these 300 girls should count themselves lucky that they weren't being held captive by a Republican or working for a Republican lawmaker. Really, do Republican lawmakers, do they rape their staff members? Do they kidnap them in the middle of the night? Do they torture them? Do they hit them? Do they scare them? Deprive them of sleep? Deprive them of food? Is that what they do there, Sandra Fluke? Huh? These people don't seem to understand that this stuff is serious. People's lives are lost. People's lives are affected. They don't take Fast and Furious serious. I know, it's only one. Come on. It's not like it was a whole bunch of people that died. It was just one. Benghazi at least had four. I don't know why you keep bringing up that Fast and Furious. God, let it go. Jesus, God. Why don't you bring up the Chicago Fire? I don't think there's enough grog today to get me through this. I don't get it. I don't get how these people... Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why they're so cold and heartless. Maybe that's what it is. I don't think they quite understand the seriousness of these phony scandals. Maybe it's going to take somebody close to them to get blown up with a mortar, raped, cattle prodded, and burnt. Maybe that's what it's going to take before they figure it out. But somebody needs to ask old Nancy, because she's good friends with this Sandra Fluke. They're buddies. They're good friends. Somebody needs to ask old Nance if she will, if she supports this comment that Sandra Fluke made, and if she should back out of her little campaign. Somebody in the press corps should ask old Nance that question. Will they? Hell frickin' no. But they should. Do you support Nancy? Do you support the comments made by Sandra Fluke? That these girls who are being held kidnapped, quite possibly raped and tortured, deprived of food and sleep, if they should count themselves lucky they weren't being held captive by Republicans or working for a Republican lawmaker. Do you support that comment, Ms. Pelosi? And do you think that Sandra Fluke should resign her campaign? What's your answer, Ms. Pelosi, huh? What is it? What is it? That's what I'd ask her. They'd never let me back in again, but I would ask her that question, abso-freaking-lutely. These people do not understand. They simply do not get the seriousness of all these situations here, of all these lives lost. Glenn Doherty, you don't mean very much. Sean Smith, come on. Tyrone Woods, you don't mean anything. Come on. Brian Terry, Professor P, it's nothing. It's no big deal. It was a dangerous job. And the ambassador, Chris Stevens, come on. Hey, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into, man. Dangerous job, just part of the deal. God knows how many CIA agents were actually killed there at the annex. We don't know. We're not allowed to find out who was there. Not allowed to find out that we were making weapons deals with Al-Qaeda. The rest of the world may not like that. Nor should the goddamn American people. But he's black, so you can't say anything about him. You would be racist, according to Hank Aaron. Which, you broke my heart, Hank. Not for nothing, dude, but you did. You broke my heart, man. You broke my heart, Hank. It's not racist to criticize somebody for committing crimes. Crimes against humanity. Crimes against Americans. Crimes against anybody. That does not make you racist. You, of all people, Hank, should know what goddamn racism is. Jesus, the hell else have we got in here? We got that stupid climate crap. Look, the scientists now are, if you don't go along with the mantra that man-made climate change exists, the planet is melting, the world is, we're dying, and we've only got 500 frickin' days left, but we're all going to die. And if you don't buy into that, subscribe to this, well, then they got to find a way to get rid of you. And that's what they're doing. They're getting rid of all the scientists that say, you people are idiots. Because there is no such thing as man-made global warming. First of all, you need to study the history of the planet. Once you study the history of the planet, a lot of things will come into focus. Then you can start studying the science. All the stuff that happens up there in the cosmos. Everything that goes on up there. That's where our climate and our weather comes from. Man doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with it. The amount of pollution that this earth creates on its own is nowhere near the amount that man could ever possibly create. But human beings, they don't understand that because they've been programmed. Every time they turn on that Kim Kardashian show, they're programming themselves. Every time they go to school, the teacher is programming them. They read a newspaper. They're being programmed. Well, everybody's been programmed that man created global warming. George Bush invented it in his Crawford Ranch shortly before he invented Hurricane Katrina. been sentenced directly to the South just to kill black people. He didn't kill any white people. Only black people died. Jesus God almighty. But if you study the real science, liberals, and understand that we cannot, it is arrogant and ignorant to think that man can possibly control the freaking climate. Gravitational pulls from other planets. Yeah, that does exist. That's right. The tilt. That's right. The tilt. An average of 23.6 degrees. You have an earthquake. Well, it can affect the tilt. Those areas that didn't get sun now do. Those that did now don't. Has nothing to do with man and their goddamn gasoline engines. Not to say that we shouldn't be trying to get away from these fossil fuels, because, I mean, look at it, basically. I'm sorry, but it is. Facts are facts. I mean, there's not an endless supply of oil. Eventually, we're going to have to find something else. There's nothing wrong with it. But we can't do that by simply passing a law. You can't pass a law and create technology. You need to get in a laboratory. You need to get in your garage and start tinkering with some things. Start figuring some stuff out. You can't just pass a law and say, here's the new technology, do it. And if you don't believe that man created a warmer climate and is killing humanity, the planet is going to burn up and melt, well, then you're going to have to lose your job. Well, if the planet's melting, what the hell difference does it make whether I have a job or not? We're all going to be dead. I mean, these people don't think all the way through. They're making money off of climate change. That's how these scientists make money. Yeah, that's how they make their money. This is no joke. They make their money off the taxpayer. They get all these grants. That's how they make their money. Where do you think these grants come from? They come, well, the government writes a check. You give out the coin. They write the check, but you pay for it. And they're giving it to their friends so they can come out there and propagandize this goddamn cockamamie notion of man-made global friggin' warming. Now climate change. We don't know what the hell it is. Now it's climate chaos. Well, yeah, I'd say climate chaos is a pretty good word. It is chaos. These people are making tons and tons and tons and tons of frickin' money, man, off of you. And we don't want to do anything about it. We don't care about our veterans. Screw them. Let them die. We don't care about our men that were brought home from the battlefield, who died to preserve freedom. We don't care about them. They don't deserve a flyover. Screw them. We don't need all these Iraqi soldiers coming over here. They're all goddamn mentally ill, according to Miss Feinstein. We don't need to worry about these people. They're absolutely meaningless to us. They do absolutely nothing for this country. Jesus God Almighty, we need to get that out of our thinking in this country. What these men and women do? Look, no excuse. A lot of people should go to jail for this. These people need to get their care, and if we can't care just a little bit, then we don't deserve these people. But we do deserve these people. These people should not have fought in vain. We should never allow that to happen. So we're going to play this song again, When a Soldier Makes It Home. Maybe somebody might get the goddamn idea. When a soldier comes home, you treat them well. They fought for you. You weren't over there. They were. You treat them with respect. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10.
Wavy gravy was right. Wavy said if you can remember the 60s, you weren't there. I look back on some of those times much more fondly than I remember being in them. Remember a couple of things. Remember there was always something else, some new crisis, some another movement or something, and some new issue, million things all going on at once, and everybody had to choose up sides, it seemed like, on everything. And I came out of that whole time thinking I'd only met two different kinds of people. There's people that give a damn and people that don't. And the truth was, you could find both of those kinds of people on every side of every issue. And in the long run, I thought you might even have more in common with people that care about stuff than you do with people who side with you on an issue or two as they're going through time. Which is a long way of saying I made some friends that I didn't expect to make over all these years. And some of them are here tonight. Some of them I actually know. So here's a song for some friends. Like a lot of folk songs, this one is not just overdue, but already outdated. Wrote it before the war in the Gulf was getting thought about. But I think the feeling holds up and goes something like this. In a strange and foreign land, a soldier packs his memories as he leaves Afghanistan. Back home they don't know too much, there's just no way to tell. I guess he had to be there for to know that war was hell. Government in Kabul falls to the sound of rebel guns, and the faces of the comrades seem blown out of the sky. Leaves you bitter with the feeling that they didn't have to die. And there won't be any victory parade for those
Just a boy.